哈利利亚，愿主的恩惠平安时常与我们各位亲爱的长辈以及兄姐们同在。
Hallelujah, may the grace and the peace of the Lord be always be with you, all the senior members and all the brothers and sisters.
今天早上我们要一起学习的题目是做神百般恩赐的好管家。
This morning we're going to study the topic Be good stewards of God's grace.
我们请翻开到彼得前书。
Let's turn to 1 Peter.
彼得前书第四章。
1 Peter chapter 4.
第十节。
Verse 10.
彼得前书四章第十节。
1 Peter chapter 4 verse 10.
个人要照所得的恩赐彼此服侍，做神百般恩赐的好管家。
Verse 10, as each one has received a gift, minister it to one another, as good stewards of the manifold grace of God.
在这一节我们看到他是对谁说的呢？
So, to whom is this verse addressed to?
他不是只是对传道或者是长职。
This is not only spoken to the ministers or elders.
不只是对那些负责人或者是老师。
It is not only spoken to the church board members or the teachers.
你们既然被安排了工作，你们就要好好的做。
So if you're assigned a work, you should do it well.
这是理所当然的。
This is reasonable.
但是这一句话是对每一个信徒说的。
But this sentence is spoken to all the members.
今天教会要成长。
Today, if a church is going to grow,
传道负责人有最大的责任。
Preachers and church board members have great responsibilities.
宗教教育的老师有最大的责任。
Our teachers have great responsibilities.
因为神把这些教导领导的责任交托了给他们。
Because God has given these this task of leading the role of leadership to these people.
按照神所给他们的职分，他们要向神交账。
And according to their roles, they have to be accountable to God.
没错，这是没有错的。
It is true.
但是其实我们每一个人多多少少也有我们的责任。
However, each and every one of us has responsibility.
既然神用他的恩、用他的爱把我们带到了真耶稣教会里面。
Since God has brought us to Jesus Church through His grace and His love.
借着圣灵把我们洗净了他的身体，成为他身体的一个部分。
And through Holy Spirit, He has cleansed us and let us become a part of his body.
在耶稣基督为房角石，先知和门徒的教训为根基上，我们在这上面被建造。
So Christ as the cornerstone and the prophets and apostles as the foundation.
建造成荣美的教会。
We are built upon this foundation as a glorious church.
所以我们今天在真耶稣教会，在卡加利，我们是一份子。
Therefore today in Calgary, we are part of the church.
真耶稣教会能够被建立起来。
And the true church will be built.
能够在卡加利发光，做世上的光。
And it will shine and become the light of the world.
让神的名能够在这边被荣耀。
So that the name of God can be glorified here.
我们个人要照所得的恩赐彼此服侍。
Here says, as each one has received a gift, minister to one another.
就是每一个人要做的。
This isaddressing to each and everyone.
按着自己所得的恩赐。
According to the gift that you have received.
所以不是说每一个人要做一样的东西。
So it doesn't tell us that everyone must do the same thing.
因为我们所得的恩赐并不一样。
Because we have received different gifts.
所以我们服侍的方向也不一样。
Therefore, the direction of our servitude is different.
不一定每个人都要讲道，不一定每个人都是做老师在教导。
Not everyone needs to speak a sermon or they need to be a teacher.
但是每一个人都能够凭爱心说诚实话，说造就人的好话。
However, everyone here can speak the truth with love and say edifying words.
不管是在台上，不管是在自己的家里面。
Whether it is on the pulpit or whether you're at home.
不管是用讲的，不管是用自己的行为来表现出来。
Whether it is through spoken words or through your actions,
我们都要照我们所得到的属灵的恩赐来彼此服侍。
We have to minister it to one another according to the gift that we receive.
既然他讲的是个人，
since this is talking about individuals,
那代表每一个人都有领受到。
This means that each and every one of us has received.
主耶稣今天把我们带到这边。
Today, Jesus Christ has brought us here.
他一定有给你什么恩赐。
He must have given you some gifts.
让你能够来服侍。
So that you can be here to serve.
好，那接下来这句话说，做神百般恩赐的好管家。
Next, it says, as good stewards of the manifold grace of God.
好，所以其实我们的工作，每一个人都是一个什么？管家。
So, each of one of us, we are stewards.
神所托付给我们的是他的恩赐。
And God has given us His grace. His
这个恩赐虽然在我们身上，
although these gifts are on us,
我们能够来自由的去使用，任意的去使用它。
And we can freely use the gifts.
但是这个恩赐并不属于我们。
But the gifts do not belong to us.
它是属于神的。
But they belong to God.
它是从神来的。
And they come from God.
我们所被交代的工作是要好好的运用这个恩赐。来彼此服侍，彼此造就。
What we need to do is to use these gifts wisely to edify one another.
哦，这个就是我们今天早上要做的一个思考以及学习。
This is some reflection that we need to make this morning.
如果真耶稣教会在卡加利的教会要成长。
If True Jesus Church in Calgary wants to grow,
这绝对不是一个人或者是两个人。
This is not about just one or two people.
而是每一个个人照所得的恩赐彼此服侍。
But each and every one of us to minister and serve according to our gifts.
我们每一个弟兄姐妹都做神百般恩赐的好管家。
Every brother and sister have to be good stewards of the manifold grace of God.
不要隐藏我们的恩赐。
We should not hide our gifts.
不要掩盖我们的知识，恩赐。
We should not cover up our gifts.
而是把它拿出来服侍人，服侍神。
But to take the gifts out and to make them useful.
好，那对这个恩赐我们来讲，最主要来讲说有几个。会阻挡我们运用恩赐的一些心态或者是事情。
So there are some attitudes or things that can be obstacles to us to share the gifts.
好，那我们从圣经里面来看，那希望能够来帮助到我们个人，而不是用来省察别人。
So we hope to learn from the examples in the Bible to reflect upon ourselves and not to judge others.
其实就好像在就好像小弟刚刚分享的，神给我们每一个人有不一样的恩赐，不一样的职分。
Just like what I mentioned, God has given everyone different gifts.
那他对传道、长职、负责人的要求一定是比较高的。
And his requirements for the ministers and preachers must be higher.
但是对信徒也是有要求。
However, he also has demands or requirements.
哦，所以这个都是对我们每一个人的一个彼此的勉励，尤其是特别对我自己哈。
From all of us, so this serves as a good encouragement, especially for myself.
因为我们最后都要向神交账。
Because in the end, we have to be accountable to God.
我们个人要向神交账。
And each individual has to be accountable to God.
那对恩赐有时候有什么样子的一个心态会？阻挡我们来做应该的服事呢？
So what kind of attitude or mindset can obstruct us from serving God?
第一个，我们会说，我是没有恩赐的人。
First, we may say, oh, I have no talent, no gift.
哦，我怎么想就没有恩赐啊。
However, I think very hard to find my gift, but I don't have one.
你看那个，有些人他本身他就是比较能够做一些 public speaking， 就是说大众的这些讲话，他不会害怕。那我一走到人家面前，人家人前，哎呦，我就很害怕。
Some people they're naturally born with the ability to speak in public, but as for myself, I cannot even talk in front of people.
有些人一到那个跟陌生人呢，两句话就可以谈起来，呵呵哈哈。哎呀，我就是不敢的，能跟人家对眼都不敢了。
Or one may say, some people are feel very comfortable in the environment where they're strangers, but I just can't even look at people's eyes.
哦，所以第一个，有些人他没有办法把自己的恩赐拿出来用，因为他觉得说我没有恩赐。
So the first obstacle, people may say that they have no gifts.
好，我们来看一下以弗所书第四章。
Let us turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
四章七节。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 7.
好，和八节哈。
And verse 8.
以弗所书四章七节。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse
7. 我们个人蒙恩都是照基督所量给个人的恩赐。
But to each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift.
第八节。
Verse 8.
所以经上说，他升上高天的时候，掳掠了仇敌，将各样的恩赐赏给人。
Therefore, he says, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts to men.
哦，所以我们个人蒙恩呢。
So each and every one of us is given a gift.
好，这个就是说就是这个蒙恩其实是在讲，就是我们被选召来得到救恩的时候。
And this grace refers to when we're being called and we have been saved by Christ.
选召成为基督身体的一个部分。
We have been chosen to become a part of Christ's body.
这个时候呢，神也把一些属灵的恩赐来赐给我们。
And at the same time, God has given us some spiritual gifts.
在第八节说，他升上的时候，把各样的恩赐赏给人啊。
Verse 8 says, when he ascended on high, he gave gifts to men.
好，所以跟刚刚我们彼得前书第四章那边，我们刚刚读过的，我们两个，这两个经节一起来思考。
So we can reflect upon this verse along with the verse we just read in First Peter.
今天如果我们已经受洗了。
So today, if we are baptized,
特别是已经受圣灵的人，
especially those who have the Holy Spirit,
蒙神恩召的人，
those who have been called by the grace of God,
圣经告诉我们，神召你来，其实已经把恩赐给你了。
The Bible tells us that when God calls you, you have already been given a gift.
所以在彼得前书那边，彼得说，你们个人一定要把这个恩赐好好的运用。
Therefore, in 1 Peter, Peter tells us that we should minister the gift.
今天早上的学习当中，我们不会去讲说特别恩赐是什么。
This morning's sermon we will not study specifically which gifts.
不是要来帮，那个是我们自己要去思考的。
It is a question that we have to ask ourselves.
今天早上最主要讲的是心态的问题。
This morning we are going to emphasize on the mindset and the attitude.
我是不是有恩赐？
Do I have the gift?
我的恩赐到底是什么？
What gift do I have?
我愿不愿意用恩赐来服侍神？
Am I willing to serve God with my gifts?
甚至我愿不愿意求更多的恩赐来服侍神？
Or even, am I willing to ask for more gifts to serve God?
第一个人说我没有恩赐，所以我不用服侍。
The first person says, I have no gifts, so I don't have to serve God.
明明告诉我们。
But here it tells us very clearly.
今天你能够坐在这边。
Today you're able to sit here.
今天你在神的爱中，
you are in the love of God.
你一定有恩赐。
You must have gifts.
那是什么恩赐？ 我没有办法跟你说啊。
I cannot tell you which kinds of gifts do you have.
你一定有。
But you certainly have gifts.
只是要去想。
You just need to think about.
要去思考。
You have to think about.
要愿意去做。
You have to be willing to give your gifts.
很多人说我没有恩赐。
Many people say I don't have gifts.
不是因为他想过而想不到。
Not because they have thought about it, but not found any.
而是不愿意去用啊。
But because they are not willing to use the gift.
做工。
They are not willing to work for God.
不愿意花时间。
They do not want to spend time.
他想要把时间用在自己的身上。
They want to spend time only on themselves.
追求自己的事情。
They want to pursue after their own things.
所以这个成为一个借口。
This becomes an excuse.
我是什么？无用的仆人。
Therefore, some say that I'm useless.
这个我不会。
I don't know how to do this.
那个弟兄，那个姐妹比我更有恩赐，请去叫他吧。
That brother or that sister, they're more gifted, so please ask them.
即使今天教会会来叫你。
But today, the church comes to talk to you.
这个不是突发奇想啊。
It is not out of the blue.
这个是有经过思考，有经过祷告才会来找你的。
But a decision made that's after prayers and reflection.
好，我们不要说自己没有恩赐啊。
So let us not say that we have no gifts.
我们不要说自己是无用的仆人。
Let us not call ourselves useless servants.
这个无用的仆人哈，这个是主耶稣教我们说的啊。
Jesus has taught us to say that we are useless servants.
对，那但是说的时间很重要。
But the timing of saying this is very crucial.
我们不要在什么时候说无用，我们是无用的仆人。
So when should we not say that we are useless?
那我们在什么时候要说我们是无用的仆人
？And when is a good time to say that we're useless?
我们看路加福音。
Let us turn to the Gospel of Luke.
十七章。
Luke chapter 17.
第十节。
Verse 10.
十七章第十节。
Luke 17 verse 10.
这样，你们做完了一切所吩咐的。只当说我们是无用的仆人，所做的本是我们应分做的。
So likewise you, when you have done all those things which you are commanded, say, we are unprofitable servants, we have done what was our duty to do.
这个仆人怎么说我是无用的仆人？
So when is the time to say we're unprofitable servants?
不是叫他去做工的时候啊。
It is not when you're asked to work for God.
而是全部的工作，全部的工作做完了之后。
But is when you finish all the things that have been commanded.
我是无用的仆人。
Then you say we're unprofitable.
今天能够成就这些工作，不是因为我的功劳。
So the works have been done not because of my effort.
我所做的其实很简单。
What I did was very simple.
我只有一个谦卑、愿意、乐意做工的心而已。
I only brought along with me a humble and a heart willing to serve.
让神的恩赐在我的生命当中显大。
So that the grace of God can be manifested, magnified in my life.
让今天这些圣工能够成就，感谢神。
So we thank God that all these works have been done.
这不是我的功劳。
This is not my own credit or my effort.
这是这一句的意思啊。
This is what this verse means.
绝对不是要去叫他工作的时候，我是无用的仆人啊，你去叫那个比较有用的。
It is not for you to say this, I'm an unprofitable servant when people ask you to work.
哦，自己绝对有恩赐。
Because every one of us must have gifts.
既然我们今天是神的仆人。
So since we are the servants of God,
只是恩赐有多少或者有不一样而已。
So gifts, you might have more or less, or you have different gifts.
所以如果一个人说我没有恩赐，
So if a person says I have no gifts,
其实他在做什么样子的动作呢？
So what is this person doing?
马太福音二十五章。
Matthew chapter 25.
二十五章十四节开始有一个才干的比喻。
Verse 14, this is the parable of the talents.
我们知道有三个仆人，一个五千，一个两千，一个一千。
We know that there were three servants, one had five talents, the other had two, and the other had one.
给的不一样。
So they received different talents.
五千的赚了五千，两千赚了两千。
So the five talent, the one who had five talent gained another five, and the two talent gained another two.
那个领一千的去挖地把它埋起来了。
However, the one who received one talent buried his money into the ground.
所以今天一个人如果说我没有恩赐，
So today, if a person says, I have no gift,
即使以圣经来说，他就是把他的恩赐埋起来了。
So according to the Bible, this person is burying the gift into the ground.
他一定有啊，圣经已经告诉我们说，你一定有，神已经给你了。
The Bible already assures us that we all have gifts.
可能多，可能少。
Maybe we have more, or maybe we have less.
就算怎么少，还一定有恩赐的。
Even though we have less, we still have some.
所以当一个人拍拍手说我没有恩赐。
So when a person says, no, I have absolutely no gifts.
那是因为他已经把恩赐藏在地底下了。
That is because he has already hidden the gift under the ground.
好，这个我们要去思考。
So we have to reflect upon this.
所以一定我们有恩赐。那我们是什么恩赐？那我们自己要去思考。我没有办法帮你找。
So for sure, every one of us has gifts, but I cannot tell you which gifts and where to find it.
我要怎么来服侍弟兄姐妹？
We must think, how am I going to serve brothers and sisters? How am I going to serve God?
我们只要有心。
So if we have the heart,
神会给我们智慧。
God will give us the wisdom
来运用他已经给我们的恩赐。
To use the gift very wisely, the gift that he has given us.
如果我们之前已经把它藏起来了。
So if we have already hidden the gift,
我们要赶快挖出来。
Then we have to dig it out right
away. 不要等到主耶稣再来的时候。
We should not wait until Jesus comes again.
趁着主还没有来。
We must
趁着主耶稣还没有来。
So before Jesus has come,
我们要把它挖出来，好好的去应用它，做神的好的管家。
Before Jesus comes again, we have to dig out the treasure or the gift to use it.
好，所以第一个在恩赐上的一个误差就是我们觉得说我没有恩赐。
So the first misunderstanding we have about gifts is to say that I have no gifts.
好，那第二个误差或者是一个心里面的错误的是对恩赐的不理解是什么呢？
So the second misunderstanding about gifts
就是因恩赐而骄傲。
Is to become proud of our gifts.
对，就是在这个恩赐的运用当中有骄傲的成分在里面。
It is when we are using our gifts, we have pride in us.
好，我们来看哈，我们来看那个哥林多前书。
Let us turn to 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书。
1 Corinthians.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
第七节。
Verse 7.
哥林多前书四章第七节。
First Corinthians chapter 4 verse 7.
使你与人不同的是谁呢？你有什么不是领受的呢？若是领受的，为何自夸，仿佛不是领受的呢？
Verse 7. For who makes you differ from another?And what do you have that you did not receive? Now, if you did indeed receive it, why do you boast as you had not received it?
好，我们来思考一下这个经节哈。
So let us reflect upon this verse.
我们今天能够与别人不同的在哪里？
So what sets us apart from the other person?
我们有得救的福音。
We have received the gospel of salvation.
我们有圣灵的能力在我们的身上。
We have the power of Holy Spirit in us.
属灵的恩赐赐给我们。
So spiritual gifts have been given to us.
在我们得救成为神的国里一份子的时候。
When we receive salvation and become a part of God's nation.
使我们与别人不同的是谁呢？
So who makes you differ from another?
是神。
It is God.
因为神的恩典。
Because of God's grace.
我们每一个人都有恩典，每一个人都有恩赐。
We have received gifts from God.
但是这边提醒我们。
But here it reminds us.
你有什么不是领受的呢？
What do you have that you did not receive?
今天我们拥有的这些恩赐。
So today the gifts that we have.
是什么？领受的。
They are all received.
不是属，当然今天是我们可以来决定说怎么运用它。
And of course, we have the right to say how to use these gifts.
但是它不是我们的。
But the gifts do not belong to us.
我只是一个管家。
We are only stewards.
这个恩赐是神从神来的。
The gifts came from God.
而且它还是属于神的。
And they still belong to God.
以后我要交账的。
And in the end, I will have to be accountable to God.
虽然我今天能够决定怎么用它。
Although today I may get to decide how to use my gift.
最后我要向神交账。
But in the end, I need to let God. I have to be accountable to God.
好，那这边说哈，若是领受的，为何自夸，仿佛不是领受的呢
？So here it says, now if you did indeed receive it, why do you boast as if you had not received it?
所以今天如果我们能够做成什么样子的工作
？So today if we have accomplished some work,
好像主耶稣刚刚所教导门徒的。
Just like what Jesus had taught his
disciples. 当我们一切做完之后，只要说我是无用的仆人。
So when we finish everything, we just need to say we are unprofitable servants.
不是我的功劳。
It is not my, it's not my credit.
我只是有谦卑，愿意让神的力量在我的生命当中显大。
All I did was to be humble so that God can be magnified.
我相信今天在教会服事的人。
So I believe today, people who are serving in church,
我们不会因为做一些服事的工作就一直在上面自夸。
We will not boast about what we have accomplished.
因为我们都知道这个是表面，这个是骄傲嘛。
Because we know that this is pride.
你绝对不会去跟人家比较说，哎，你看我领会领的比你多，我哎呀，你不会啊，你知道你这样一讲你就错了。
Of course, we will not say, "See, I give sermons more times than you do."
我教的课比你多，所以我是更好的老师。你绝对不会去这么说啊。
You will never say, "I teach more lessons than you, so I'm a better teacher."
因为我们知道这个是不对的。
Because we know this is wrong.
但是这个只是一个明显的骄傲而已。
But this kind of pride is very obvious.
还有一种骄傲是隐藏的。
There is another kind of pride is hidden.
好，我们再看一下这一节哈。
So let us read this verse again.
若是领受的，为何自夸，仿佛不是领受的？
Now if you did indeed receive it, why do you boast as if you had not received it?
若是领受的，为何自夸？
So if you have received your gift, why do you boast about it?
什么叫做自夸？
What does it mean to boast?
当然有一种很简单的，就是我们刚刚讲的，你去宣扬啊，你看我做为教会做这么多，做这么多，做这么多，那是一种的自夸。
One kind of boasting is to just tell everyone and announce it to the world that I have done this, I have done that.
还有另外一种自夸。
There is another kind of boasting.
我们请看这个叫做雅各书。
Let's turn to James.
我们上一次在永信家停聚会的时候，我们学了这一章哈。
We have learned about this during the family service.
雅各书第四章。
James chapter 4.
第十三节。
Verse 13.
到十六节。
James chapter 4, verses 13 to 16.
雅各书四章十三节到十六节。
James chapter 4, verse 13 to verse 16.
十三节。
13.
瞎，你们有话说，今天，明天，我们要往某城里去，在那里住一年，做买卖得利。十四节。
14.
其实明天如何，你们还不知道。你们的生命是什么呢？你们原来是一片云雾，出现少时就不见了。十五。
15.
你们只当说，主若愿意，我们就可以活着，也可以做这事。或做那事。十六。
16.
现今你们竟以张狂夸口，凡这样夸口都是恶的。阿们。好，在这边也讲到了夸口。
So here also mentions about boasting.
跟我们刚刚所看到一样的，也是有一个夸口。
We also just read a passage about boasting.
你明明是领受的，为什么还要夸口，好像不是领受的呢？
And if you indeed you have received it, why do you boast as you have not received it?
这两段经文我们来做一个比较，然后来做一个思考。
We should make a comparison between these two passages and reflect.
我们来看先来看这个雅各书这一段哈。
Let us first look at the passage in James.
我们常常这么说啊。
So we often say.
我们今天明天我要去哪里去，然后在那边多久做买卖了得利，好像就是做什么工作一样。
Today or tomorrow we will go to such and such city and do this and do some business.
哦，这是做一个对做一年而已，就是说对明年啊，有一个计划，有一个工作的计划，或者是怎么赚钱，怎么生活的计划。
We often plan about our next year, what business we're going to do, what kind of work we are going to do.
我们一定都有这样子吗？
And of course we all do this.
哦，但是圣经却告诉我们说，你们这么说是怎么样？夸口。张狂。
But the Bible tells us that you're speaking this way, you're boasting in your arrogance.
这边没有说去哪里啊。
Here it doesn't tell us where the person is going.
哦，他不是说哦，这个人跑到一个外邦的地方，然后在那边放荡，好像那个浪子一样。没有，他没有说这是浪子的生活。我们不要想说这个是浪子的生活。
Here it doesn't tell us that the person has gone into a Gentile land and he has been his living and indulging life.
哦，这边没有说浪子的生活。
Like the prodigal son.
好，他是说你们就是信徒啊，那个是雅各说的，弟兄姐妹说，我们今天明天我们就想说要去哪里哪一个城，在那边住一年，工作得利，哎，赚钱，或者是甚至移民到那里去好了。
So James here is speaking to the members, saying, you plan and you go to such city for a year, and maybe you immigrate to that place.
哦，但是当然，我们到那边去，我们还会找教会啊，也是守安息日啊，那些都很正常的哈。
Of course, when we reach a new place, we look for a church.And then we do what we need to do.
哦，但是雅各在这边告诉我们说，这个就是夸口。
But here James is telling us that this is boasting.
因为明天不是属于你的。
Because tomorrow doesn't belong to you.
今天、明天，这些都是什么？都是属于神的。
Because today and tomorrow they belong to God.
所以他说，今天、明天，我们可以活着，我们就说，主若愿意，我们可以活着，可以做这个，可以做那个。
So here says, We should say, if the Lord wills, we shall live and to do this and that.
圣经不是告诉我们说我们不能够去计划。
Here, the Bible is not telling us to not plan for anything.
我们一定要计划。
Of course, we need to set plans.
甚至主耶稣教我们要计划。
And Jesus has taught us to plan.
他说你要盖一栋楼，你要先坐下来算一下，你不要盖到一半盖不成啊。
And if you're building a building, you should not just build without a plan.
哦，那你盖到一半盖不成，被人家笑。
So that when you are half finished and you cannot go on, then you will be mocked.
要计划。
You have to plan.
但是要看到一个重点。
However, you need to see.
今天我们有的时间是神的。
The time that we have today is God's.
如果明年的时间也是神的。
So next year, the time we will have next year is also belongs to God.
如果主愿意，我可以拿神的时间来到那个城市做买卖得利，在那边过一个生活，这样子可以的。
If the Lord wills, we can go to that place and do the things that we plan to do.
这个骄傲是在哪里？
Where does the arrogance come from?
就是当一个人把自己的生命觉得是我自己的，我只要我喜欢，我要做什么，这个就是骄傲。
It is when a person thinks that his life belongs to himself and he can do whatever he likes.
哦，所以你在这边可以看到这种的骄傲，其实在我们的生命当中常常出现了。
So we can see that this kind of boasting and arrogance exists often in our lives.
我的时间是我的。
We always say our,
我安息日都已经去教会了。
Our time belongs to us, and on Sabbath days we go to church.
其他的时间我做主。
So the rest of the week I can do whatever I want.
我们不可以这样子。
We cannot think this way.
明天是神的。
Tomorrow belongs to God.
每一天都是神的。
Every day belongs to God.
如果主愿意，我就可以活着，我也可以做这些事情。
If the Lord wills, we shall live and do this and that.
好，那照这样子的一个概念啊，哈，我们再回来看，就是来看那个恩赐。
So, let us look at the gifts based on this concept.
哦，刚刚说我们的恩赐，我们夸口好像不是领受的。
So, we mentioned before that we boast about our gifts as if we had not received.
什么意思
？What does this mean?
就是说我们怎么用这个恩赐。
This tells us depends on how we use the gifts.
今天我们怎么用这个恩赐，有一个很大的关系啊。
So it is very crucial how we use the gifts.
你是不是觉得这个恩赐是你的？
Do Do you feel that these gifts belong to you?
还是这个恩赐是神的?
Or these gifts belong to God?
如果这个恩赐是你的,
So if they belong to you,
你就会像这个雅各书里面夸口的人。
You will become like the boasting person in the book of James.
我这个恩赐我要怎么用就怎么用。
I will use this gift however I like.
我今天这么用，明天那么用。
I'll use it today in this way and tomorrow in that way.
按照我的方便。
According to my own convenience.
因为这个是我的恩赐。
Because this is mine.
我拿来服侍你，你就要很高兴了。
You should be happy that I'm using this gift on you.
这是一种夸口。
This is boasting.
因为你觉得这个恩赐是你的。
Because you think that this gift belongs to you.
我不方便，我今天这个恩赐就留下来。
So if it's not convenient for me, then I don't want to use the gift.
但是应该是怎么样？
However, what is the right way?
主若愿意，这个恩赐就可以拿来用。
This, the right way is to say, if the Lord wills, then this gift shall be used.
教会有什么需要，这个恩赐就要上去。
So whatever the church needs, this gift should be used.
不是我方不方便。
It is not according to you and I.
不是我想不想要。
It is not according to whether I want it or not.
而是教会有什么需要。
But what the church needs.
这个恩赐就要上去了。
And this gift must be used.
你知道以前哈？以前教会怎么招神学生了吗
Do you know how in the past church
当然跟现在一样会有那个有公文说啊，你可以来报考神学生啊。
The church recruits for theological students. Of course, there are some announcements and posters.
有以前呢，有甚至有经过是总会他们开会讨论完哈，就发一个公文去给一个弟兄说，来，你要做神学生，你要来做传道。
Sometimes during a meeting, they would have some people named, and then they decide on one person, and they send an official letter to the brother and tell him to come.
他读书读了好几年了，读到甚至已经博士了，哎，结果读完之后，这个信来了，哎。
So this brother, he has spent so much effort into his studies, and he has earned a PhD, and then after.He graduated, he received a letter.
读到博士应该出来赚钱了。
So after he received his diploma, he should have come out and work.
结果这个信来了。
However, he received the letter.
主要用你，我不知道那个信上面写什么了，但是就是要他做传道啊。
So and I think the content of this letter tells him that God wants you to serve him.
他挣扎。
And he struggled.
哦，但是他想。
But he thought about it.
今天我的生命是神的。
He said, "My life belongs to God."
既然教会有这个需要
，and since church has this need,
那我就服侍神。
Then I will serve God.
今天教会没有在，我至少我没有听过了。近几十年没有在发这种信了啊。
So in the past few decades, I have not heard that the church has sent out these kinds of letters.
不是因为道理改了。
It's not because the truth has changed.
虽然今天教会以教会的立场来说，我们不会勉强任何一个人做圣工。
From the church standpoint, we would not force anyone to do holy work.
弟兄啊，姐妹啊，你方不方便
？Brother, sister, is it convenient for you?
能不能够拨空来做一些我们现在缺少一些圣工人员的安排
？Would you please spend some of your time? We need workers.
教会越等于现在是比较压低自己来问的哈。
And the church today, they humble themselves and to ask the brothers and sisters.
但是信徒就上去了。
But members rise up.
哎呀，等我有空的时候了哈。
Only when I have time.
我很忙啊。
I'm so busy.
仿佛这些恩赐是他的。
They talk as if these gifts belong to them.
不是领受的。
And they are not received.
我们要思考
We have to reflect.
要做神百般恩赐的好管家
We have to be good stewards of God's manifold grace.
今天教会执会绝对不会勉强你
Of course, today the church will not force you.
但是我们要思考
But we need to think.
我从神领受了什么恩赐
What gifts do I have received?
我有没有好好的用这个恩赐
Have I received from God and how have I put them to good use?
今天教会的需要我有没有看到
Have I seen the church's needs?
看到需要的时候我有没有把这个恩赐拿出来用
When I see a need, do I take out my gifts and use them?
这个是圣经给我们的一个提醒
This is a reminder from the Bible.
给我们的一个教导
The teachings from the Bible.
这个恩赐不是我们的
The gifts do not belong to us.
这个恩赐是神的。
But the gifts belong to God.
好， 我们不要把它埋起来。
We should not bury them in the ground.
拿出来服侍。
But we should dig them out and use them.
你越服侍，越多会增加给你。
And the more you serve, the more gifts will be given to you.
最后，我们再来看一节哈。
And lastly, let's read a verse.
哥林多后书。
Second Corinthians.
哥林多后书第六章。
Chapter 6.
第六章第四节。
2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 4.
哥林多后书六章第四节。
2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 4.
反倒在各样的事上表明自己是神的用人。
But in all things we commend ourselves as ministers of God.
再看一次。在各样的事上表明自己是神的用人。
Let us read it again. But in all things we commend ourselves as ministers of God.
我们今天是神的仆人。
Today we are servants of God.
在什么事情上能够表现出来？
What, how, in what ways do we show this?
在每一个能够服侍神的机会上，我们把握住。
In all things, when we grab onto the opportunity to serve God,
来表示说，主啊，我是你的用人。
And we show that, Lord, I'm your servant.
我愿意服侍你。
I'm willing to serve.
你给我的恩赐。我乐意的献上给你。
The gift that you have given to me, I'm willing and I joyfully offer to serve you.
今天神给我们很多机会啊。
So today God has given us many opportunities.
但是我们怎么讲 ？Pick and choose 就是选择这个机会我拿啊，那这个机会给他过去。
But we pick and choose and choose these over those.
我怕我自己会太累啊。
Because I'm afraid that I'll become too tired.
但是这边保罗怎么说
？So here, what does Paul say?
我在各样的事上要表明自己是神的用人。
In all things, we commend ourselves as ministers of God.
所有的事上，每一个机会我都抓住。
All things, so we should grasp onto each opportunity.
怎么表明
？How do we show that we are?
就如在许多的忍耐、患难、穷乏、困苦、鞭打、监禁、扰乱、勤劳、警醒、不时。廉洁之事恒忍恩慈圣灵的感化无畏的爱心这边很多很辛苦啊
We commend ourselves in all these things and these are very hard things to go through
这个是圣经里面的教导
The Bible teaches us this way
这个是神对我们的期待
This is the expectation that God has for us
希望我们能够以此来省察来自己愿意朝这个方向来前进
May we all examine ourselves and may we all become willing to go forward into this direction.
不是衡量别人，而是衡量自己。
Not to measure other people, but to measure ourselves.
你自己的恩赐，神，你愿意用的话，神一定会让你知道。
If you have a gift, if you're willing to use your gift for God, then God will let you know.
如果神让你看到教会有这个需要。
If God shows you that there's a need in church,
那就是你恩赐要顶上去的时候了。
That is where you need to use your gifts.
愿不愿意拿出来用呢
？Are you willing to use your gifts?
我们来唱赞美诗。
Let us sing hymn.
380首。
380.